Welcome back to JR Morning. If you're looking for a festive way to celebrate the season, Detroit's holiday pop-ups have become a destination all their own, bringing lights and music, theme, cocktails, and that Christmas spirit you can't quite recreate at home. One of the newest spots tapping into that magic is the Jingle Christmas pop-up at Terry's Terrace, turning a familiar space into a full-on holiday experience. And joining us now to talk about how it all comes together is Nick Ritz, CEO of Ritz Hospitality Restaurants. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I am fine. Thanks for being with us. Holiday pop-ups, Nick, they're everywhere right now. What made you want to bring the Jingle Christmas pop-up to Terry's Terrace?
That is a great question. It's all about the smiles. When the people walk in, the thousands of Christmas lights twinkling, the drinks, the milkshake with the Christmas tree on top, it just makes people smile, makes people happy, and it's such a great experience for us and our guests.
So what do we have at Terry's Terrace? What can we expect?
As far as food, a favorite is the Santa's Sleigh Trio, which is a little sleigh that slides onto your table with a buffalo dip, a spinach dip, and a queso dip.
I like that.
But the sleigh is really the treat, though.
It's very cool. And, I mean, the offerings, you can bring your family out there and you'd have options for everybody.
Absolutely. It's a family place. I would say that is the majority of what we serve there, is people bring in their kids to really experience Christmas locally there in Harrison Township.
So, you know, from a business standpoint, Nick, what have the holiday pop-ups taught you about what people are looking for in any experiences right now?
Oh, that is a great question. I think that has been a shift we've seen in the restaurant industry, to where people are really looking for an experience when they go out, and they want something to happen. You know, and some of our dishes come out where we have one that comes out where they pull the lid off and it's smoking. We have other things that we light on fire. And that goes right alongside of the decor and the excitement of the different things. People want an experience when they eat out.
So what kind of decorations are at this Christmas pop-up? I love this idea. I want the experience.
It's very festive.
Yeah.
Well, some would say way too many. it's everything you can imagine. I mean, Christmas lights are the star of the show, but there's tinsel, Christmas trees, and just everything that we can get into there to really make the experience great for everybody. All the tables are wrapped in Christmas tablecloths. It's really a fun experience.
Well, Nick, congratulations on this. This is it seems like it's just going to be a fun time for the whole family. And we appreciate you coming on and telling us about it. Nick Ritz, CEO of Ritz Hospitality Restaurants. Appreciate it. Have a great holiday.
Thank you so much. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Just another thing to do to stay in that holiday spirit.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Or if you still have gifts to get this week, you will be doing that.
Oh, yeah. It's exactly right.
Yeah, are you done?
No.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
You're not done?
No, I'm close.
Okay. Yeah.
So I know I'm going to
get
done.
You put a dent in it.
I feel positive about getting done.
Okay.
I'm just not done yet.
Are you, today? Are we wrapping this thing up? What are we doing?
Ask me tomorrow.
You know, here's the thing that I'm really bad at. Again, God bless my wife. She does 99.9% of the work.
Yeah,
I got to get... it's my responsibility to get her Christmas, stocking stuff.
Right.
The kids aren't doing that.
Yeah.
I am unbelievably bad at that. I don't know what little things to get to put. My wife doesn't eat candy. She doesn't eat, what am I supposed to put in this? I end up getting, some Burt's Bees or, little stuff.
Yeah.
I'm very bad at it.
I didn't know you needed this. Give me a second to think about some stocking stuffers for you.
Yeah, it's very bad.
That was Marie.
Marie?
Yeah. When I brought
Lloyd comes in and gives us this little...
He goes, Merry Christmas.
And meanwhile, it's a stocking filled with coal.
With
Thanks,
chocolate.
Lloyd. Appreciate it.
I don't know what we did to deserve this.
No.
Yeah, it's very nice.
Yeah,
tell Marie we said thanks.
I sure will.
That's very nice.
She's cute like that.
What is with, obviously there's going to be a lot of travel during the holidays.
Yeah.
People are, getting on flights today,
yes,
tomorrow certainly to get to where they need to
go. Lines to get on.
Thankfully, you know, all the madness with the airports during the shutdown, no problem here. Everything's fully operational as long as all the software is being handled properly, like you ran into when you went to Boston a couple weeks ago. The air travel is a full go this year.
Yeah, and people are using a way to game the system that I hadn't heard of. And
oh, of course they are.
For instance, my mom really can't walk. And so when she flies to me, I get her those wheelchair assistants to take her to her gate.
Sure.
She needs it.
Sure.
Apparently there are people who use it who do not need it because they're trying to just get to their flight. They're trying to skip the lines at TSA, skip all the lines, get on the plane first, especially if you're on Southwest before they like changed all the rules with seating. They could get on the plane first and get their seats.
Oh.
Turns out that these people, once they get to their destination, just miraculously stand up and bound out of there and go to their baggage claim or go to their ground transportation.
So no longer needing the wheelchair.
Correct. And what they're calling this on TikTok and social media is Jetway Jesus. That people are noticing that there are like 25 wheelchairs holding up boarding. And then once they land, these people just get up and go.
There has been a miracle on this flight.
Yes. Isn't that terrible, people doing this?
It's terrible.
Because it's also using up the wheelchairs for people who actually
really
need
it. Yes.
Yes.
I did not know.
Oh, my God. You know.
And some people are so bold that there's a TikTok user who filmed her whole group wheeling through the airport with the caption, "The time me and my friends used wheelchair assistance so we wouldn't miss our flight back to the U.S. This is what they're calling a life hack now. And I don't like it because a lot of people need the wheelchairs for legitimate reasons. And so then there's no form or anything you have to fill out to say you need the wheelchair. And so some people are saying, well, then the airline should make it so you have to, like, do that.
I'm pretty sure you need a form to travel with, like, an emotional support pack.
Yeah.
But you don't need nothing to get a wheelchair to your gate? That's crazy.
There's typically no request for proof of disability. Passengers just need, you know, to
no
say they need
don't
it.
No doctors necessary.
Yeah.
Right. Jetway Jesus. And that has spurned some really funny social media posts with like people dressed like Jesus.
I'm sure.
That they've been miraculously cured 30,000 feet up.
But, you know, you really stooping pretty low to do something like that.
I agree.
I mean, who am I to say that a miracle wasn't? How do we know? Maybe there was a real miracle performed.
Probably not.
Okay. Okay.
Just.
People.
For the six passengers on flight that needed the wheelchair.
Yeah, okay.
And now they don't when they get off.
I don't like it.
I don't know. Kevin Dietz and All Talk coming your way next. We will see you tomorrow, same time, same place. Have a good one.